relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He served this nation for decades wearing the cloth of the Republic. He was one of the very first public figures to understand what was happening in 2015 when a non-politician decided to run for the highest office in the land. I consider him a friend. He was also my superior in the presidential transition team and then my colleague in the White House when he became Donald Trump, President Trump's national security advisor. And I am so honored that he is giving his first national radio interview here with us right now since the pardon last week. His name is Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. General Flynn, welcome to America First.
Oh, thank you so much, Seb. I love the introduction of your show. I mean, it's inspiring.
Thank you kindly, sir. Yes, we have kept that introduction since we launched the show almost 2 years ago because it really is what we are about here on America First. So first things first, I can't wait to see you. I know you're doing very important work with Sidney Powell in an undisclosed location. I can't wait to see you back in the swamp where you belong, fighting the swamp creatures. Talk to us about this unique pardon, which the president called a pardon of innocence. As soon as I heard it last week, Thanksgiving week, I tweeted out, it should never have happened. It shouldn't happen like this, but I'm glad it happened. Talk to us about the last few days in your life, General Flynn.
Well, I'll tell your audience that it really hasn't sunk in yet because it's such a surreal process that my entire family has gone through. And that includes my extended family because, as you know, Seth, I have a large number of brothers and sisters. I have nine. My wife's one of seven. So we have an extended and large family that it has affected and impacted all of us. So it really hasn't sunk in yet for me personally. I will tell you that I really do appreciate the type of words that the president used and certainly the White House statement that they came out with used in the language to describe what happened. Very, very powerful. It should not have ever happened to me, should never happen to any American citizen who decides to step into the, you know, the political environment and challenge the you know, those that that would otherwise want to change our way of life. Mine was really not an issue that was revolved around a criminal act. It revolved around really political persecution, and that was clear from the beginning. It was clear to me. It'll be a story that I will tell soon and someday, and it's an amazing story. I will say that you do learn. We did learn. My family, certainly, my wife and I certainly learned who we learned a lot about our faith in God. We learned a lot about our family and how strong our family, you know, has been with us. You know, we use the hashtag fight like a Flynn, and we also learned about true friendships, you know, and like people like yourself, who stood alongside during some tough times when people were questioning what was going on and they didn't really know. You know, you really, really do learn in the toughest of times where loyalty lies and who your true friends are. So that's sort of where we are today, and we're just reflecting on everything and trying to feel a little bit better about what's happening. And now we're in the midst of trying to support you know, in this case, Sidney Powell supported me, and she needs my help now, so I'm trying to help her.
Well, we are very glad that you are right there fighting the swamp already, just days after the president has pardoned you. It's a pardon of innocence because you committed mm-hmm. no crime. We're talking to Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Follow him right now, Jen Flynn on Twitter. Let me disclose, you know, I knew you first. I met you when you were still in the U.S. Army. You were the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. I was a Pentagon civilian. I was teaching irregular warfare. We met, and I was instantly impressed by your plan to revolutionize the way America does intelligence, to change the way we do it so it is more applicable to the warfighter and it exploits intelligence rapidly. Then you were forced out of office by the Obama administration. You got to know mm-hmm. President Trump. You became an incredible spokesman for the MAGA agenda, and then ended up, we were on the transition team together. I remember sitting in your little office with a whiteboard doping out how the National Security Council should look in the new administration. We come in, you get interviewed, your second day in the job, you get interviewed by two FBI officials who afterwards admitted that you did no wrong, but you were framed. So here's the question for you. 3 years later, millions of dollars spent by you, a political persecution. Why did they have to take you down, Mike Flynn?
Yeah, we don't have enough time in your show to talk about the whole, heck, we don't probably have enough time in this week. Here's what I would just say to synthesize it. My whole life in the military, and for those that have, you know, that worked around me and know me, I'm one of these guys that comes into an organization and looks at processes, looks at procedures, looks at the leadership, looks at how we train people, and really tries to improve and make things, you know, it's not just make things be, you know, more efficient, but it's also trying to solve the problems for the people in the field. And I was one that came into Washington, D.C. I didn't get to Washington, D.C. until I was a two-star. I never served. I served in the, you know, I was a field soldier, served, you know, in infantry divisions, in airborne divisions, and special operations. In other tactical and strategic commands too, and served as in the intelligence community, all the way up to the director of one of the largest intelligence agencies in the world, the Defense Intelligence Agency, as well as I served as the assistant director of national intelligence for partner engagement under James Clapper for a year. So I say all that because what I learned is that the efficiency, the effectiveness, the ability of the intelligence community does not function well inside of Washington, D.C. Where it functions best is in the field, and that's where our best people are. What we find is everybody stares at their navel in Washington, D.C., and it's what we call, you're very familiar with this, is the circular reporting.
Yeah.
And you get somebody who wants to have credit. There's so many people in Washington, D.C. that want to have credit. So all that said, there's also a scale to what we have in our intelligence community that is just, it's so bloated and oversized, and it is therefore cumbersome and less effective and doesn't actually address the needs of the people that actually have the problems out in the field, so to speak. When I say the field, that's everybody from ambassadors to warfighters. You know, it's our foreign partners who are seeking help. So there's a lot of issues and components of that. But bottom line is that our intelligence community needs massive, massive reform. And people go, well, that can't happen. It actually can. And one of the areas that it can happen is in, you know, I've studied the audits of our intelligence community, certainly the DIA and other parts of the intel community, that, you know, sort of 10 years to look at where and how do we prioritize the money that's spent. And I think the American public would be better served if we did a much more thorough and a more transparent review of that kind of stuff and focus on the real true threats that we face. The threats from the national security perspective are not just foreign, they are also domestic. And I'll stop there.
He had a plan to drain the swamp before Donald John Trump came down that escalator, and that's why he had to be destroyed. But he fights like a Flynn, and he has won. He will be with us to discuss what he's doing now and his take on the election here in the United States. Follow him right now on Twitter and Parler. He is General Mike Flynn, Jen Flynn on those platforms. Support him as well at MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is the Salem Radio Network. Do not, whatever you are doing right now, do not touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we are back. Thanksgiving is behind us now. Christmas is ahead. We look forward to that blessed season. But think of the more than 2.5 million children in America who have a mother or father incarcerated in prison. We are helping them through our amazing prison fellowship Angel Tree campaign. $22 gets one of these children a Christmas present, a children's Bible, and a message of hope and love from their incarcerated parent. Please, please donate today. You've been so generous already, but if you haven't, go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. A donation in any amount makes a difference, but $220 helps 10 children this Christmas who feel guilty, who feel ashamed, and shouldn't be. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, or call Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. We are so honored. We are so, so excited not to just have General Flynn pardoned. He's pardoned because he's innocent, but to have him on our show, let's have a reminder from when he was at the podium in the White House.
Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region. The Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfers, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms. The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, and which places American lives at risk. President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened. As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice.
We are putting Iran on notice. Since that time, he has been politically persecuted for 3 years. Millions of dollars lost. But last week, Thanksgiving week, he was pardoned, a pardon of innocence by the president. And here are the words of the statement from the White House. General Flynn should not require a pardon. He is an innocent man. General Flynn, I have to ask you before we talk about the election, your response to former CIA director John Brennan and others saying that Israel shouldn't have killed that Iranian scientist and that it's the wrong thing to do. And Iran is just like another country, General.
Yeah. First of all, I appreciate you playing that statement from the podium. As I listen to it, I say to myself, I probably should have been even stronger in my language. In terms of John Brennan should be embarrassed. And people in the intelligence community and people, certainly those allies and friends that we have throughout the Middle East, they have to be, outraged by comments like that from a former director of the CIA. So he should be embarrassed. That'll be probably one of the last times that I even talk or use his name.
Right. We know that if you're on the side of Iran, you are not on the side of America. We're talking to General Flynn. Support him right now. It's MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org for the millions he's had to pay to save himself from political persecution. Follow him at Jen Flynn on Twitter and Parler. We have to talk about the paths to victory the president still has. But can I ask you a little cheeky question, if I may, Mike? Where would you be today if Sidney Powell hadn't become your new counsel, your new attorney?
I'd be in one of two places. I'd either be living in my mother-in-law's basement, or I'd be sitting in a jail cell because of an unnamed member of the judiciary who could not follow the law in our country. And those would be one of those two places. And the latter is where that unnamed member of the judiciary wanted me to go, and that's a shame.
Well, you're being very diplomatic, but we know Sidney Powell is a warrior princess.
She's America's guardian angel of justice, Seb, and she's fighting right now for America.
And you,
for all the citizens right now.
And you are working with her. Talk to us about the elections 3.5 weeks ago and what the president needs to do now.
So, I mean, I think that people need to know that there are paths to victory. There's clear paths to victory. And I don't want to take a lot of time going into all the legal actions, but there are solid legal cases that I'm aware of in Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. In some cases, there are individual cases. There's cases that the president's team is putting in. There's certainly cases that Sidney Powell is putting in. And there are cases that citizens groups are putting in. I also am aware that Minnesota and Virginia GOP chairs are now joining or wanting to join. I am aware that they want to join part of what Sidney Powell has put into Michigan and Georgia, because people have come forward with testimony and affidavits, under the penalty of perjury, signed, saying that they witnessed the same things. What Sidney wrote about in the Georgia and Michigan filings, they observed the same kinds of things. So I think that we're seeing some momentum is what I would tell you. In terms of the path to victory, if we eliminated what the media has declared or claimed, right now, the states that are in question, there are six of them, leave Donald J. Trump with 232 electoral college votes, Biden with 227. So I'll walk through four paths to victory, and none of them include Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, to me, would be icing on the cake. Three of them include Georgia and Michigan. As an example, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, that's 43 votes. That would give Donald Trump 275. Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, that's 42 electoral college votes. That gives Donald Trump 274. Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, 38 electoral college votes. That gives him 270. And the fourth one is Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. That gives Donald Trump 37 or 269. And according to the Constitution, that's resolved by Congress. Each state receives one vote. Trump wins in that scenario. So those are just four of the paths. You can do different iterations of that. And not in none of those paths did I mention Pennsylvania. And I believe Trump is going to also win Pennsylvania. I And I'll just talk today briefly because I believe that the Pennsylvania hearing that Rudy Giuliani led the other day, and then I caught a major portion of today's hearing out in Arizona that I watched. And I'm going to tell you the big picture, what happened was when they didn't get the technical votes on the machines the night of the election, and they shut down the elections, right? Five states stopped. And then they immediately went to, it was kind of like an uh-oh moment.
Yes.
For the Biden camp. And they said, okay, you know, Joe, go to bed. We're going to take the next 3 days, three, 4 days, actually from the 4th through the 7th. And we're now going to start piling on with these ballots. I mean, it's outrageous what happened.
It is clear that they were caught off guard and they had to have a rear guard action to generate all those missing ballots. We are talking to General Mike Flynn. Follow him right now on Parler and Twitter at Jen Flynn and support him at MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. I have one last comment. It's like my father who survived a communist prison, torture, and 6 years behind bars. It is remarkable that you are an unbroken man, and it is testament to who the Flynns are. God bless you, sir. Can't wait to see you back in the swamp fighting the swamp creatures. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Carr Firearms.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. I just said there's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama in the black communities of various cities, and then he did very badly compared to Obama in other cities throughout the United States. There's no way it happened. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
It was a rigged election. That was the president yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. Can I just tell you, it is such a good feeling to have General Flynn, a free man, and to talk to him on this show in front of you, our millions of patriots and our viewers on YouTube. Wow. He's back. And it's just, I meant it so sincerely at the end of that interview. You can tell he is still the same Mike Flynn I knew when he was director of the DIA, when he was on the president's transition team, when he was national security advisor. This man, despite years of political persecution, despite having to sell his house, millions of dollars lost because of legal fees, he is unbroken. Please support this man. Wow. He has a lot of money to pay for his legal fees despite the president's pardon. Please go right now to MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. And please contribute as much as you can. You guys are so on the ball. Before we came on the show today, I found a way to post the filing from Sidney Powell against the state of Georgia that Jack Dorsey and Twitter are trying to censor, and you've already, more than 6,000 of you have checked it out. If you want to read the full filing, I've posted it on Facebook and Twitter. Go there and read it. It is stunning. I will be discussing it later. But let's get some of your reaction to that exclusive, the first national interview from General Flynn. Let's go to William in New York, Line 5. William, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. G. I would like to see the president do two things with regard to General Flynn. Number one, for 45 days at the very least, have him clean out the deep swamp. And secondly, I remember when Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon for a crime he may have done. We have numerous people who will never be indicted by the corrupt Department of Justice, starting with Hillary, Obama, Brennan, etc. I think Trump, just to tweak them, should issue pardons for a good dozen or so of these otherwise criminals.
What, just to like pluck their beards like it says in the Old Testament?
Exactly. They won't be indicted by Justice Department, but a whole host of them.
But we know they're guilty. I love it, William. You know. God bless. Thank you so kindly. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, Line 1. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, I'm back to home base. You're my comfort zone, Dr. Gorka.
What's your energy levels, Judy? What? I've never heard you so low in your energy. What's up? Did you have a bad Thanksgiving?
I'm warming up. Hang on. I'm warming up.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I didn't have this on the agenda. No, you haven't, General Flynn, but I want to tell you something. He was very inspiring, and he was very uplifting with all those
after everything
that
he's been through. I mean, just incredible.
No, but he was telling about how Pathways to Win, and that is very inspiring because we're really upset over the stuff going on over here.
Right.
And I want to tell you something. I would never believe that politics could be so dirty, Dr. Gorka. I mean, this
filthy.
Dirty, and I want to tell and I, oh, it's worse. And you know something? Tell me something. I thought about something. Is this the new way to win elections? May the best cheaters win? I mean, really? These devious Democrats, there was no transparency, okay, with all these mail-in ballots in the middle of the night. They stuck it in because they saw they couldn't get away with it, okay? And for all you know, they could have signed, you know, Biden, 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 and this signature down there is Donald Duck. How do you know? It was not certified.
We don't.
Exactly right. And you know what else they did? They would take these ballots. They would stick it in these uncertified Dominion machines, by the way. They're uncertified, illegal. They would stick in 4 Bidens to 1 Trump. They would do it 4 times. Like, they did so many things, plus many, many more. I want to tell you, this mainstream media, Donald Trump, Dr. Gorka, I want to say this. They have an echo chamber. No evidence. It's like they knew already. Everyone has to say the same thing. No evidence. It's like saying, catch me if you can. It's like, it's ridiculous.
I want to end with this.
God willing, President Trump will still be our president for another 4 more years. And I want to tell you, I do not have a crystal ball. But you know what? God wants to do our very best. And then, God willing, God will do the rest, I'm hoping.
God always has a plan, but we also have to have courage to do the right thing. God bless you, Judy. Thank you for calling. Don't go anywhere. Bill, Michelle, Leonardo, we will be with you momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Now more than ever, we have to be at the tip top of our condition, the healthiest person we can be. How do we do that? You got to exercise, get some fresh air, eat well, and sometimes I know that's tough. You like those double cheeseburgers? Well, so do I. Join me in taking Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has formulated this incredible product. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide you with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that you need to be healthy, which you may not get around to eating. Who said kale? Right now, if you order Balance of Nature, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Do it today. Be the healthiest you can be. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call this super easy number, but write it down, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
USBB cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes.
That was a forensic expert testifying last week in Gettysburg on what happened in Pennsylvania. Gregory Stenstrom, who was a poll watcher as well, said 47 USB data cards with polling data were lost and are still missing. This is the enormity. But we have the path to victory, even without Pennsylvania. You heard them from General Mike Flynn. If you didn't catch that interview, you need to go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the notifications bell. It's my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. And we are posting those two segments with General Flynn from the opening of our show. Don't miss a thing. It is crucial now more than ever to get reliable information. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We'll be going back to your calls momentarily, but first things first, the Second Amendment is more important than ever before, and it protects all the other amendments. I am a proud owner of a Carr firearm. That's K-A-H-R. I interviewed the owner of Carr firearms, Justin Moon, earlier this year, and I was very impressed. Justin's K-9 handgun design changed the game 25 years ago and is still a trendsetter, and I still wear it regularly as one of my concealed firearms, licensed concealed firearms, if the deep state is listening. Carr is a U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who is in this fight for America with us here at America First. Carr makes patented high-quality pocket pistols at the best prices. Visit kahr.com to order yours today. That's kahr.com, Carr Firearms. Let's go to your calls as promised. Don, Los Angeles, line two.
Dr. G, God bless you and God bless Michael Flynn.
Yes, my gosh.
Listening to that interview, Dr. G, it was like listening, if you could imagine Edmond Dantes or Jean Valjean or Billy Mitchell, stepping out of the pages of history. I mean, if anybody's the Billy Mitchell of his generation, Michael Flynn is he. And this is they have poked the wrong bear, Dr. G. I mean, Sidney Powell.
But Don, let me interrupt you. Isn't it remarkable? Not only, I never understood this in my father either, because he had more than excuse than any other. Mike is not only unbroken, he doesn't sound bitter. He's just the same old patriot he was. Isn't that remarkable, Don?
It is. It is. It is truly remarkable. It's a man. It bespeaks of a man who is founded in virtue and honor.
Yes.
Unlike most of so many public figures we see today, these are forgotten concepts, except to a man who is steeped in duty, honor, country, as Mr. MacArthur used to say. And I think, it was a remarkable lack of rancor, much less
yes.
than I would have.
No, I'd be a bitter, angry man, and none of that with General Flynn after all he's been through. And guys, I'm sorry, I'm just going to do it again. If you want to just help this man, Mike Flynn, defensefund.org, millions of dollars he had to pay because of this political persecution. He lost his house. Mike Flynn, defensefund.org. Let's help this man who is the Jean Valjean of the modern American age, Don.
Well, it's so true, Dr. G, because it just strikes me that this man is so full of righteousness. He doesn't want revenge. He wants justice.
Yes.
Justice for himself, justice for America, because our whole system trembles in the balance. This is no exaggeration. We're just as important right now on the front lines. This is another revolutionary war. It's that serious. We're, because remember, we were loyal British subjects once. Until the deep state of the British Empire tried to crush us.
This question came to me today, Don, and thank you for inspiring me to remember it. Just a hypothetical question. What loyalty do you owe to a chief executive if he stole the election to become the chief executive? Do you have to obey his executive orders? Do you owe loyalty to an administration of any country if the chief executive arrived in that position by stealing that election? I'm just raising a hypothetical. Media Matters, get typing. Don, thank you for your wonderful call, and I hope you had a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. Let's go to our New Jersey now, our good friend Leonardo. Leo, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, great Thanksgiving and blessings. It was so great that Donald, pardoned Flynn exactly when his family could enjoy a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, as a lawyer, a lot of times burdened by too much stress and work, it's great that his case is closed, because that gives Sidney Powell a less of a workload.
Yes.
So that you could really dig in.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have so many things on my list here. I thought of it right away. This way she's freed up to go to town. I just had three suggestions, because I don't want to see Chinese troops quelling an illegitimate president taking power, because I can just see a fomentation of another civil war, and then, you know, Beijing Biden will invite in the troops that are already posed in Mexico, by the way. General Flynn would make a great head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Louis Gohmert should replace Barr, because Barr, I think, has lost his way. And just because of Sebastian's one team, if you really wanted to do some work with the FBI, I mean, I never met anybody with the middle name Asher, as in Christopher Asher Ray. So he's just a wraith. And so as he just floats away, if you really want some justice, bring in Judy that just called. She'll tear him up.
Judy or Judge Jeanine, that's another great J as well. But my gosh, Louis Gohmert as the AG, I love it. And Mark Milley. What a pathetic chief of the staff he is. I think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you're right. That'll be a great position for Mike Flynn. Thank you, Leo. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're suffering from daily pain and have found respite and relief nowhere else, this is the product you must try. 100% drug-free. It is providing daily pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Alicia by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We promise and we deliver as well. They're already up on YouTube, our two segments with General Flynn, his exclusive First National interview. We're going to put them on Twitter, Facebook, Parler, everywhere else. If you missed it, you've got to watch it after the show and then share it with everybody else. It is crucial that you hear what the General has to share with us. In the meantime, if you haven't done so already, support us when we bring you products like that, access to people like General Flynn, first interview after his pardon. It's because we have great sponsors as well. People like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, 51 million sold. 10-year guarantee. Use my name for more than 60% off. $69.98 usually for you as a friend of this show, $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You will not regret it. Let's go to John, South Carolina, line 5.
Dr. Gorka, you've heard Hugh Hewitt say that behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated.
Yes.
General Flynn needs to go after all of the malefactors and the people who prosecuted him with both feet, his teeth, and his nails flaring. He needs to take pounds, not just a pound of flesh. He needs to take a few kilos out. And he needs to leave some marks that won't ever grow back. They need to think that a werewolf has been on their hides. And they need to learn a lesson. I mean, they really need to learn a lesson. There has got to be some way through the judicial system or some other means to legitimately take some of the hide off of these people.
And if Sidney Powell's part of that action, I think it's going to be exactly as epic as you described, don't you, John?
I hope so. Have you ever heard of dog men up in Michigan? The creatures that are essentially probably what the werewolf legend was based on. You might want to look that up.
I've heard of Spring-Heeled Jack. I've heard of the Chupacabra. I'm not sure I've heard about what you're talking about.
This thing is about the size of a. In fact, some people think it's actually a Sasquatch. But it doesn't. It's got like 3-inch canines, and it's got a Arnold Schwarzenegger chest in his prime. I mean, it is massive. It is massive.
And General Flynn should hire a couple of those?
I think he needs to. I think it's the Wolfman, Wolfman and Associates.
I love it. Sounds like a plan. John, God bless. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is America First. We have posted both of our segment interviews with General Mike Flynn, his first national radio interview since the president pardoned him. It's up at YouTube. We're going to put them up on Twitter, on Parler, on Facebook. Wow. Is it Monday? Can it be Monday? It's crazy. This is what you get when you tune in to the Salem Radio Network, America First, with me, your host. Next up, next hour, you, Sean Davis, Paul Kengel, and so much more.